A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kate Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home this Friday, September the 17th, 2021, due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 riots and protests in USA, the displacement of people in some parts of Zimbabwe by mining companies, and other issues.
And in its latest report, the Ministry of Health says 9 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, while 285 tested positive for the coronavirus. According to the ministry, 4,560 people have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year.
The ministry reports that during the same period, the country recorded 127,368 cases and 120,000 recoveries. There are currently almost 3,000 active cases of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe.
And the ministry also reports that more than 2.9 people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and just over 2 million have their second dose.
In other news, Zimbabweans are expected to engage in anti-government protests in New York tomorrow over the country's failure to allow citizens living outside the country to vote in national elections.
In a related development, supporters of the former American President Donald Trump are expected to protest outside the Capitol Hill, calling for the release of their colleagues who were arrested following a violent riot at the same place in January this year, claiming electoral fraud.
In Zimbabwe, some opposition parties and independent organizations are crying foul over the government's failure to hold parliamentary and council by elections. At the same time, the High Court has barred Tafasa Mukoti, the Provincial Development Coordinator for Harare, from deregistering NGOs that refuse to comply with his directive that they should register with his office in the province.
And in sports news, the state-controlled Herald newspaper reports that State Warriors coach Zidarovski Jogaruski is expected to receive a US$90,000 handshake.
And churches in Zimbabwe say they will defy a government order to only allow vaccinated people to attend church sessions. Yobambe zvirukanda balinja laphikona endawo zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo. Namhlanje ku live talk sikhuluma uchiyeneyo. Soke okokuqala esikhuluma ngakho yi COVID-19 ukuthi kambe ukhamba njani kwele Zimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi kulabantu abayi 9 ababulewe yi COVID-19 izolo, kutaba yi 285 ngabantu abahlolwe batholakala belo mkhuhlane lo. Xa sisikhangela ke okubikwa luhlangothi lwezempila kahle, luthi sokulabantu 127,368 asebehlolwa batholakala belo COVID-19, kwathi abayi 120,000 abantu asebaphepha kumkhuhlane COVID-19. Xa sisikhangela ababhubha kusukela nyakenye, sebeyi 4,560. Luyabika njalo uhlangothi lolu ukuthi kulabantu 2,908,514 asebajova ijekiseni okokuqala. Basukusithi abayi 2,001,987 sebajova okwesibili. Ye, bayatsho njalo ukuthi abantu abafika 2,800 ngabantu ke okukhangelwa ukuthi kathesi yibo abalomkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Sakhangela lokunye ke okuthiyeneyo okunye kwakhona esiyakukhangela namhlanje. Yikhonokhu ke ukuthi kwele Zimbabwe kulabantu lapha kwele Melika kulabantu abafuna ukutshengisela emgwaqweni. Lapha ke ngabantu ababesekela owayengumongameli uDonald Trump. Kuzobuya labanye abadabuka eZimbabwe abatshengisela eNew York. Lakhonapha ke eWashington besithi bekhonona ngokuthi kumele bevote ukhetho oluzayo. Kuzobuya nje lokunye ke okuhlasela abantu kwele Zimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi ke bakhona abantu abathi kumele ukuthi bavote kwenziwe ukhetho lwama-by elections. Singazi ukuthi luyayenziwa kumbe hatshi, kodwa okanye azani ibandla elibusayo lidonsela khatshana ngokhetho lolu. Kuzokusithi ke umthethwandaba ke ukwethulwe ngumantshi lapho ukuthi kumele uTafazwa Mkhothi engangeneli kulokhu ukuthi ama-non-governmental organization kumbe inhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa zibhalisele kuye ukuthi zisebenza njani. Kuzobuya ke udaba lweze-sports khonapho ke kwezemidlalo. Siyawazi ukuthi ke ucoach uZlatkova Jokaruskij usanda ukuxotshwa ke iziva kodwa imnike US$90,000 ukuthi hayi papa ayihamba kuhle ndoda. Bese kubuya ke abantu abangamakholwa bathi lokhu kulandulela ukuthi ugovernment uhulumende uthini ngokuthi kube ngabantu bodwa abahlatshiwe ukuthi bangaya enkonzweni bathi a-a akulunganga khonokho kunjalo makelo
aiwa kunyawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu chelivetalk nhasi semusiwechishanu September 17, 2021 tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yedenda rechirwere checovid-19 tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika asi tombotanga panyaya yedenda rechirwere checovid-19 bazi rezveutano rinozivisa iro kuti kubva muna machi gore rapfuura Zimbabwe pari zvino ine vanhu vanosvika ivo 127,368 vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 tozotarisa kuti pane vanhu vanosvika ivo 120,000 vakabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 vakawanikwa ivo vachiri kunda tatarisa zvakare kune avo vari kurarama nedenda recovid-19 pari zvino bazi rezveutano rinoti vasvika ivo pa3,000 uyezve bazi rezveutano rinotaura iro kuti pane vanhu vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba dzecovid-19 dzekutanga vanosvika ivo vanodaudzira 2.9 million uyezve tichitarisa avo vabayiwa nhomba dzese pari zvino vanosvika ivo 2 million saka vanhu 2 million pari zvino vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba dzese dzecovid-19 tombotarisa zvakare zviri kuitika imomo muno muamerica mangwana pachange paine ipo kuratidzira kwezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe vachitungamirwa nebato remdc alliance kunze kwemusangano weunga united nations general assembly vachiti ivo vari kuda kuti zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri kubva zvinogara kunze kwenyika zviwane mukana wekuvhota totarisawo kune rimwe divi zanupf iri kutiwo inenge irikowo zvakare vachiratidzira ivo vachiratidzira kuti vari kufara nemabasa ari kuitwa ivo nemutungamiri wenyika vaemarson munangagwa vari kuti ivo vachange vaine vamwe vavanodyidzana navo vemuno muamerica vesangano redecember 12th movement vachange vari kubatana navo imomo munew york kuunga zvakare ikoko vachiratidzira vachiratidza kuti vari kufara nemabasa ari kubatwa nemutungamiri wenyika titarisawo kuti imo muno muwashington matigere pari zvino tiri kuona kuti muchange zvakare muine kuratidzira kuchange kuri kuitwa nevatsigiri vevaimbova mutungamiri wenyika yeamerica vadonald trump avo munoziva kuti vakange vari kutaura ivo kuti sarudzo dzemuno dzakabirirwa uyezve tikaona kuti vamwe vakawanikwa ivo vachiratidzira munguva iyoyi vakawanikwawo vachisungwa saka ava vari kuratidzira mangwana vari kuti ivo vari kuda kuti vanhu vakawanikwa vachiratidzira mushure mesarudzo yakaitwa muno vawanikwe ivo vachiregeredzwa saka ndo zvimwe zvichange zviri kuitika ipapo uyezve imwe nyaya yatiri kunzwa ichangobva kubva munewspaper reherald riri kutaura iro kuti munyaya dzezvemitambo vaimbova mutungamiri wechikwata chemawarriors avo vatiri kuona kuti vakadzingwa ivo svondo rino vachawanikwa ivo vachipiwa mari yekuti vaende pamuhlandi gere mushure mekudzingwa kwavo inosvika iyo US$90,000 nebasa ravakabata vari kuzifa saka tichange tiine gango ipo pano tichitaura pamusoro pezvematongerwo enyika nezvimwe zviri kuitika pasi rose nemunyika yezimbabwe
yes marvelous let's start with what was said by Tichaona Mahachi who is the Mashonaland and West Provincial Provincial Mental Health Officer. He says about 684 nurses and doctors in Mashonaland West have developed mental health problems due to stressful COVID-19 working conditions. Seven health workers have succumbed to COVID-19 in the province, according to Mahachi. So let's hear what he's saying about this kind of development.
Currently, around 70 people have died of COVID-19 as health workers. And over 683 have also been affected by COVID-19. These people have been affected from anxiety or problems. Stress itself was a major thing. Imagine waking up tomorrow and hearing that your colleague that was on duty is dead. How would you respond? They also suffered a lot of stress. And stress-related issues. So we are running through workshops as we speak right now. We have done what you call PFA training with aid from UNICEF. I have trained health workers and also non-health workers. The first round of PFA training, round 245 people in March West. And we trained also police people from different units, prisons, the judiciary here, on psychological first aid management, that's the PFA, which means psychological first aid management, where you need to respond psychologically to the issues to do with COVID-19, whether your infection will be affected in January. Then, currently we are running an MPHSS, Mental Health Social Support Training, in the province. And we started with exercising the provincial office of about 30 people. And we trained also our district executive, trained 7 cadres. We went to a cascading or a rollout plan where we trained 2 districts, Zimba and Makonde, 25 feet, that's 50. And I'm in the process of training the other 2 more districts, Urugu and Kariba. That's another 50 people coming on mental health sexual support system training. These are also to aid their abilities to deal with these problems in personal capacity and also assist others.
There you are, marvelous. That is Dr. Tshawe Namahatshi, the Mashonaland West Provincial Mental Health Officer. So you were talking about some of the challenges that are faced by health officials in the province. So it seems as if there is a lot that people are going through, especially when it comes to mental health. So you may chip in there, marvelous.
Apo tirikunzwa kubva kuna Chirimba vari kutaura ivo vari kuchinoi vanomirira adunhu rechinoi vachitaura ivo kuti zvizhinji zvanga zviri kutarisana navana mukoti panguva ino yeCOVID-19 mudunhu reMashonaland West zvekuti vamwe vavo vanga vakutowanikwa ivo vachizopiwa rubatsiro rwekuti vasawanikwe ivo vachidzamisa pfungwa panguva ino yeCOVID-19 nekuti pane vazhinji zvakare vana mukoti nevanoshanda imomo muzvipatara vakawanikwa vachishaya kubva kudenda reCOVID-19 izvo zvakazoita kuti vamwe vawanikwawo vachidzamisa pfungwa yavanoti ivo mental health.
Yes, mzuri lapa ke kuluma udokotela Tshawe Namahatshi weMashonaland West Province, Mashonaland West Provincial Mental Health Officer. Esithi ke kulabo nurse labo dokotela abafika 684 eMashonaland West asebe lo mkhuhlane wengqondo. Uthi lokhu kwenziwa yiCOVID-19 lokuthi basebenza nzima okunye okumangalisayo. So ukuthi ke soku labantu abayi-7 abezempilakahle asebabhubhayo. So ukhanya ngazani lokho ke kuyahlupha kakhulu. And then we've got Reverend Jacob Mufukitse of the Faith Ministry Church. So here Mabelas is talking about some of the challenges that people are facing in terms of going to church and so forth. So there are some churches that are saying they are going to defy a government order for only vaccinated people to attend some of these kind of church sessions. Let's hear what he says about some of these things.
Zvakagadzwa naMwari. Saka tine mass structures zvakagadzwa munyika yedu zvinotitungamira pakuita zvinhu. Saka parikubvunzwa kunzi tikuteerera koti here panoteerera hurumende. Isu sekereke tinoteerera hurumende nekuti painopa maproclamations kana kuti painopa zviziviso ndizvo zvatinotevera. Ndinotenda kuti nyaya iri kurifeya kunyaya yakaitika svondo rapera. Mukatarisa nyaya yakaenda kukoti ine vanhu vakaiendesa kukoti. Handina kuona pakakotwa church kana motherboard yakaenda kukoti. Ndinogona kuti tina kuona zvakanaka ipapo. Asi sekereke tinoteerera hurumende. So pakaitwa announcement pakabva pataurwa zvakataurwa. Saka isu zvatinoita ndezvekuti kana announcement yaitwa tinotsvagawo zvakare vanoenforce mutemo tionerane kuti announcement zvayaitwa kana zvabuda special instrument tiri kuinterpreta zvakafanana here. So semuno muchinhoi musi wechishanu ndakanoonawo dispo vanhu vanotungamira mapurisa muguta redu mudunhu redu tikaonesana kuti aiwa pari kunzi vanhu vanokwanisa kuya kuchurch vanhu zana zvichidzika pasina mastrings attached. So ndo mashandiro atinoita sekereke.
There you are, marvelous. That is Jacob Mafukite of the Faith Ministry Church. So, go ahead.
Point of correction there. He was actually saying that they are going to defy a court order because somebody had taken the court, the matter to court to say that church members should be allowed to go to church without vaccinations. They are actually going to adhere to what the government is saying. Is that what he's saying? He's saying that they're going to listen to the government, which is saying that you can only have 100 people, those that are vaccinated, to come to church.
Yes, marvelous. Let's go to into other issues as well. So there are going to be protests this weekend in USA, you know, the Capitol Hill and other places. So we spoke to Jen Moyo, who is a political commentator based in USA. Let's hear what he says about some of these protests that are going to take place.
Zimbabweans are gathering in their thousands in New York on the sidelines of the United Nations to demonstrate and demand a diaspora vote, which is a vote that is allowed by the Zimbabwean Constitution, that all Zimbabweans have the right to vote. So we are saying, as Zimbabweans who are in the diaspora, that it is our inalienable right to exercise, to vote, and therefore we're demanding that vote come 2023. We know that we met before with President Edim Nangagwa when he was in New York, when he attended the United Nations, with a discussion around the diaspora vote, of which he made a solemn promise that in the next elections, the Zimbabweans in the diaspora will be allowed to vote. As we are nearing that election, we want to see action. We want to see our people being registered. And therefore, it is imperative that as Zimbabweans, we stand up and demand that right.
But according to the Zimbabwean government, you know, the voting process in Zimbabwe is based on wards and constituencies. So now there's need for some change of some electoral laws. So how is that going to be done and while you are demanding the diaspora vote?
Yes, indeed. There is a need for the Electoral Act to be amended so that it can be aligned with the Constitution. The Constitution of Zimbabwe allows for the diaspora vote, but the Electoral Act in its current state that you just mentioned does not have room for the diaspora vote. So we are saying that the Electoral Act needs to be changed so that it is aligned to the Constitution and therefore will give the rights to Zimbabweans to vote.
Yes, there we are, marvelous. You know, Jen Moyo is talking about the right to vote. You know, Zimbabweans are making these demands. They want to vote, you know, in national elections. So we don't know how possible that is going to be, but they're going to stage some protests.
Apo tanga tichikunzwa kubva kuna vaDen Moyo varikutaura iwo pamyaya yekuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe mangwana zvichange zviri kumira zvichiwanikwa zvichiratidzira vari muNew York. Pamusangano uri kukokerwa nebato reNDC Alliance yava Nelson Chamisa, asi uchange kupindwa nevamwe vanhu vanobva kumakereke nekune dzimwe nzvimbo vachiti ivo havasi kufara pamusoro pekuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri pasi rose pari zvino hasisati zvakakwanisa kunge zvichizokwanisa kuenda kunovhota munyika dzavanogara.
Yes, we also have the Ndebele version of the same interview. Let's listen to what Mr. Moyo is saying in terms of, you know, protesting and all these kind of things that it defines as democratic rights. So we know that many Zimbabweans live in USA, and some of them will go and stage these protests, but there are others who are not going to do it because of they are, you know, they support different parties. So here you are. Tibona ngani liyatshengisela eNew York akusitshele ngamafutshane ukuthi liyabesenzani kusasa.
Well, kusasa ngomgqibelo mhla ka 18 September siyatshengisela eNew York on the sidelines of the United Nations lapho abahlangana khona, okuhlangana khona inkokheli zamazwe wonke jikelele zikhuluma ngezinto zomhlaba. Thina siyabe silapho ke sikhankasa sitshengisela ukuthi sifuna i-diaspora vote. I-diaspora vote lilungelo lethu njengamaZimbabwean. I-constitution yethu ka-2013 iyayivumela i-diaspora vote. Ngakho ke thina sithi kuhulumende isikhathi sesifikile esokuthi sibone i-action eyokuthi abantu bethu bayaqala ukurejista belungiselela ukuthi bavote ngo-2023. lilungelo lethu leli ende njalo siyalimela.
Ye kodwa siyabona ke uhulumeni weZimbabwe uthi kumele kuguqule imithetho njengoba ke xa kuvotwa kuma ward kuvotwa njalo kuma constituencies. So ubona ngani kuya ngapi konke lokho elikwenza?
Ye uhulumeni uright ngoba okumele kwenzakala ukuthi kumele kube le electoral reform. Kuthi ukuthi electoral act eZimbabwe kumele ichinjwe ukuthi ihambisane le constitution. I constitution ithi abantu bonke abayizizalwane zeZimbabwe balemvumo yokuvota. I electoral act yona esuka ikhulume ngezinto ze constitution based voting. So thina sithi i-electoral act le sokumele ichintshe ukwenzela ukuthi ihambelane le-constitution yethu evumela abantu bonke ukuthi bavote.
Kodwa ubona ngani kungenzakala yini konke khonokho-ke baba Moyo kumbe liyazama nje?
Well, silethemba ukuthi kuzoyenzakala ngoba okokuqala uhulumende weZimbabwe uzama ngawo wonke amandla akhe ukuthi athole i-recognition internationally. And enye yezinto ezikhangelwa ngama international nations yiyona leyo ukuthi amalungelo abantu ayalandelwa yini. Leli lilungelo labantu baseZimbabwe abaningi abangaphandle not ngokuthanda kwabo kodwa ababaleka bebalekela isimo seZimbabwe. So ukwenzela ukuthi iZimbabwe itshengisele ukuthi izimisele ukuthi ihlangane lamanye amazwe kumele layo itshengise ukuthi izimisele ukuthi ilandele imithetho yayo, especially imithetho yayo eku-constitution. And futhi okunye thina njengamaZimbabwe nangaphandle, thina esithumela izimali eziningi kakhulu. This year alone kukhangelelwe ukuthi sizothumela almost 5 billion ama-remittances esiwathumela kuzihlobo zethu eZimbabwe. Imali le yiyo ebambe, engingathi yiyo ebambe umkhonomi weZimbabwe. Ngoba siletha i-foreign currency njalo futhi senza ukuthi kube le-expenditure kube lokuthenga lokuthengiselana izinto eZimbabwe ukuthi i-economy iqhubeke. So abantu laba abangaphandle kuqakathekile ukuthi banikezwe igunya labo lokuthi bavote ukwenzela ukuthi laphona futhi uma befuna ukuyi-investa eZimbabwe ba-investe bekhululekile bekwazi ukuthi inkokheli ezilapho zinkokheli labo abazikhethayo ngokwabo.
So ngakhulu ke baba Moyo wathi ngakusasa.
Hayi kulungile kuye
nami. Yes, marvelous. That is Mr. Dan Moyo, you know, he is here in USA. He was talking about the protests tomorrow. He says they're definitely going to do it. You know, this happens every time when there's the United Nations General Assembly in New York.
Mm-hmm. Restore upon Soro Pays, repeat Shanghai's repeat cup in New York.
Yes, I think we've got our second guest, and that is Tawanda Zokora. Quiet, novelist.
Zokora, Sangatripun, Wapo, Vaknava, Den Moyo, Restore upon Soro Pay, Ayakurati from Shanghai, New York. In Yungati, Tao Roki say, Battery MBC Alliance, say, Masking of Timo and Kunjirati.
Tinotenda Tete Marvelous makadi muri yeZimbabwe yakateerera kutaura kuri kuita vaDan Moyo kuri kuratidza chinhu chimwe chete kuti vana veZimbabwe iko zvino vazvipira kuti vabatane vaite chinhu chimwe chete tirwire kodzero dzedu sekuno kudiaspora tiri kurwira kodzero yedu yekuti tikwanise kunge tichivhota saka takati isu ngatibatanei sevana veZimbabwe timbosiya zvemapato, timbosiya zvekuti uyu ndewe kwangana kana kuti ndewe kwani, tibatane, tirwise udzvanyiriri huripo, kudzvanyirirwa kwatiri kuitwa sevana veZimbabwe, kuti tinoziva isu kuti nyika yakarwirwa, kuti vanhu vese vakwanise kuwana kodzero yekuvhota, asi isu hatisi kuiwaniswa sei zvichidaro, ende kuti isusu tikwanise kuzoti tiwane kodzero iyoyo. Zvakakosha kuti tibatane titaurire nyika dzose neUnited Nations inotarisa nyika dzose kuti izive kuti ndozviri kuitika kuZimbabwe vana veZimbabwe vari kudzvanyirirwa. Ndosaka tiri kukoka vana vese vemuZimbabwe vari muAmerica vari muCanada kuti uyai tisangane kuUnited Nations mangwana 18 September kubva panguva dza 10 mangwanani kusvika panguva dza 3 masikati tinenge tichiratidzira ipapo. Hazvisi kuperera ipapo pakuratidzira chete, tichatsvaga maloya magweta edu anenge achifambisa nyaya dzedu kuZimbabwe ikoko. Munoziva semusangano wedu MDC tine gwaro ratakatokupitsa rinoratidza.
I think we are having a little bit of a challenge there. Maybe he's back again. Let's check him out. Chokora, go ahead.
So, okay, thank you. Ndangatichiti isu sevanhu veMDC Alliance munoziva kuti tine gwaro redu ratakapuritsa ratikaendesa kuParliament tikarishambadza kuvanhu vose tichitsanangura kuti zvinofamba sei kuti Zimbabwe izowana rusununguko uye kuti vana vose veZimbabwe vawane ugaro hwakanaka, vawane kodzero dzavo dzakanaka. Gwaro iroro richaramba tichirishandisa muParliament nekumakotsi kwatinenge tichienda. Saka iyi nyaya yatisharwira kurwira kusvika tawana kodzero yedu.
Thank you very much, and hold on there while we're still trying to get a ZANU-PF representative. I think he has been having some slight challenges with locking in. So maybe he's going to lock in within the next few minutes. So let's turn to another issue here, Marvelous, where we know that, you know, supporters of former President Donald Trump are going to be protesting tomorrow. So we know at the Capitol Hill, there's a fence that has been erected around that August House. So what's going on? Did you go there, and how did you assess the situation?
Because I live right near the U.S. Capitol, I actually go and check it out before I sleep today to just see what is going on. Because normally, actually, they do block. I remember from the last protest that that was done here, I could actually see some people walking just down the street where I live because I'm so close to the Capitol. So I will go down and just see what is going on. But usually they block some of the entrances, you know, judging from what we saw happening last time, where we also saw some people losing their lives, especially by the U.S. Capitol. So I will take a walk down, but I think, you know, I have to err on the side of caution on this one, because if they are protesting tomorrow, it means today those protesters are already in Washington, D.C.
So we know that some of them were arrested, and these people are demanding their release, right? Now they're calling them political prisoners, all those kind of things.
Very interesting indeed, yes.
Yes, let's listen to this interview that I did with Dan Moyo about the situation in the Capitol Hill and what is likely going to happen tomorrow.
Like we always say, it is everyone's right legally to protest anywhere as allowed by the USA Constitution. The same Constitution, the same rules apply to even Zimbabweans. Our Constitution allows people to demonstrate against the government, against any issues that they find are either unfair to them or are unconstitutional, or if they are advocating for a certain cause. So it is allowed. Let them congregate as long as they are doing it peacefully and in an orderly manner where there is no violence, there is no intimidation of other people. If they stick to the boundaries that they are designed to and they don't damage properties, then it's allowed. They can go ahead and protest.
In your own opinion, why do you think these people are actually protesting?
Well, the main reason is simple, because these are Trump supporters who have failed to reconcile with the fact that Donald Trump is no longer the president, who have failed to reconcile with the fact that Donald Trump lost the elections to Joe Biden in 2020. They want to try and rewrite history by spreading a lie that the 2020 elections were rigged, that Joe Biden should not be the president, and they believe strongly that Trump should still be the president. So they are going out there to express their views. The second thing they say they are protesting against is in solidarity with their colleagues who were arrested for the January 6th demonstration, which turned out violent as they invaded the Congress. So we've seen quite a few of those people have been arrested. Some are pending court cases for their participation in that rally. So these individuals who are demonstrating tomorrow in Washington, D.C., are saying that they are doing that in support of their fellow countrymen who have been locked up for having participated in the January 6th insurrection.
That is Mr. Ten Moyo. He's talking about what is going to happen here in USA tomorrow outside Capitol Hill. Marvelous.
Aiwa, apo tangachiri kunzwa zvakare kubva kuna vaDen Moyo vachipawo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezviri kutarisirwa kuitika imo muno muguta reWashington DC kumuzinda weUS Capitol mangwana apo kuri kunzi kuchange kuine vatsigiri vevaimbova mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaDonald Trump vachange vari kuratidzira vachiti ivo vari kuda kuti vaone avo vakasungwa mushure mekuratidzira munguva yapfuura vachiregeredzwa. Gibbs also just spoke to Mr. Regis Charumbira. He's saying that he'll be logging on from ZANU-PF. He says he'll be logging on in a few minutes.
Yes, let's go back to Mr. Ten Moyo and then we try to get our guests on board. So here's Ten Moyo again. Yeah, Babu Moyo, I was saying that this is what we're talking about in Washington, D.C. We're talking about uMongameli uDonald Trump bathi ke bafuna labo abantu abavalelwayo asebesithi ngama-political prisoners ukuthi bakhululwe.
Yeah, I think lilungelo labo ukuthi batshengisele ngoba i-constitution yalapha e-America even le yaseZimbabwe iyavumela ukuthi abantu batshengisele against uhulumende or against izinto abangavumelani lazo. So thina sithi hayi lilungelo labo ukuthi batshengisele as long as bezokwenza peacefully bengekho violent. Kungafani lalokhu esakubona kusenzakala ngozibandlela 6 January 6 lapho ababezama ukuthumba khona iCongress. Lokho angibona ukuthi kuzovunyelwa. Sizwile njalo ukuthi i-District of Columbia iWashington DC isicele amapolisa asecele ukuthi iNational Guard ibe khona bayi-activateile ukwenzela ukuthi laba abafuna ukuthi benze udlame bangakwanisi ukwenza lokhu bacheche bakuvalise masinyana.
Ye, so ke kwini okwenza ukuthi abantu laba bakwenze khonokho?
Well, siyazi ukuthi abantu laba balandela amanga abatshelwa nguTrump ukuthi yena waqilibezelwa kukhetho luka-2020. La manga siwabona elokhu eqhubeka esiya phambili, sawabona uTrump ewatsho kurali ayenza khona ngo-January 6 lapho abakhuthaza khona ukuthi mabaye eCongress ukuthi bayozama ukustopa i-process eyokukonfirma uJoe Biden njengo-president. Sabona kwehluleka lokhu noma nje bakwanisa ukuthumba bangena eCongress kodwa bahluleka ukuthi bastophe ukukonfirma kukaJoe Biden njengo-president. So abantu laba ngabantu abangafuni ukuvuma iqiniso lokuthi uTrump wadliwa ngo-2020. Ngakho-ke bazimisele ukuthi baqhubeke lokhu bekhankasa betshengisela ukuthi mhlawumbe bangathola i-support bathole indlela zokuthi bangatshintsha ukhetho luka-2020.
Siyakwazi ukungeke kwenzekala konke lokho.
Akungeke kwenzeke ngoba sokwadlula lokhu-ke uBiden usewakhonfirma uTrump usewaphuma e-White House sesilo hulumende omusha okhokhelwa ngu-Joe Biden.
Pho manje bakwenzelani?
Well, bakwenzela khona lokhu ukuthi njengoba abanye babo babotshwa laba abathumba iCongress ngo-January 6 abaningi bakhona amacala abalokhu ethoniswa abanye basemajele. So bona bathi batshengisela in solidarity labanye babo laba ababotshwayo for isenzakalo sikamhlaka January 6.
Kuyiwa phambili ubona zane bezaqhubeka bekwenza yini?
Well, kuzodependa ngokuthi bazobe baningi kanganani kusasa eWashington DC. Kodwa sibona even iRepublican Party oyiyona eyayimelwa nguDonald Trump abakhokheli bakhona abase Congress ngathi abayi support lendaba yale yalokhu kujengisela okuzenziwa kusasa. So ngibona if ungaswela isupport especially evela kwabaphezulu amanye ama Republicans ngibona hayi into ezomane idlule ayiso zibe ibe into ezenzeka engathi singayifananisa lama protest la ayisenziwa I Black Lives Matter.
That is Mr. Tenmoyo there. Marvelous, I think we've got Mr. Charumbira now. So we can maybe discuss some of these issues related to USA and others. So let me try to bring him and so that we can discuss this issue. Just 1 second, you'll be in. I think he has been cut off, you know, he has been cut off. So we still try to get him. Go ahead.
Aiwa kutanga tiri kunzwa vaDenmoyo zvakare vachitaura ivo pamusoro penyaya yekuratidzira kuchange kuri imomono muguta reWashington DC apo vatsigiri vaDonald Trump vaimbova mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vachawanikwa vari muguta remuno muWashington DC. Gibbs, I'm not sure if we still have Mr. Tawanda Jokora of the NBC Alliance.
Yes.
If you could bring him up, Mr. Jokora. What's the importance of you protesting at the United Nations when President Emmerson Mnangagwa will not be there physically?
Thank you very much. A good question that has been asked by a number of people. But the answer has always been obvious because when we demonstrate, when we protest, it has never been about an individual. It is never about Emmerson Mnangagwa. We are not fighting Emmerson Mnangagwa alone. We are fighting the system that ZANU-PF has created. So whether Emmerson Mnangagwa is not there or not, that demonstration, those demonstrations are still to be done. And that's why he will be there, whether he's there or not. And it's surprising that the people that are raising that question are actually from ZANU-PF. They are saying, why are they demonstrating when Emmerson Mnangagwa is not there? But ZANU-PF will also be there demonstrating. So why are they there? We all know that where they come there to protest against Zimbabweans, that will be protesting. I don't understand that kind of logic that a party can hire people, they can hire people that would protest on their behalf, because we know that there will not be many ZANU-PF supporters there. There will be a few ZANU-PF supporters, because ZANU-PF does only have a few supporters here in the diaspora. Most of the people are from the December 12th movement who are Americans, for that matter. If it was the MDC Alliance that was having people who are of American origin, you know, demonstrating on a Zimbabwean issue, it would be a headline news. It would be said the MDC is now, you know, using their puppets in America. But now this is ZANU-PF that is being held by Americans that have nothing to do with the Zimbabwean situation. And they do that because they don't have enough people who have guts to go to the United Nations and demonstrate. So they hire some people to do that. But anyway, we'll be there, whether they are there or not, whether Emmerson Mnangagwa is there or not. We continue to call upon all Zimbabweans from all walks of life across the political divide to make sure that they come to the United Nations tomorrow, 18 September, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Zvaka kosha sei kuti munge muri ku United Nations uko muchiratidzira ichichiona kuti vamunangagwa vanenge vasipo vachange vari padande mutande.
Ndo zvinofanira kuita vana vese vari muZimbabwe kana tiri kuno kudiaspora, tisu ana Nehemaya veZimbabwe. Tisu tinofanira kutarira nekutaura zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe, chokwadi chezviri kuitika kuZimbabwe. Tinozviziva tese kuti vana vemuZimbabwe havana kodzero yekupinda mumugwagwa vachiratidzira. Pavanongopinda kuratidzira chete, vanorohwa, vanosungwa, vanobhinywa. Zvese izvozvo zvinoitika muZimbabwe. Saka isu kuno tine kodzero yekuratidzira. Tisu tine kodzero nguva yekuti titaurire nyika dzose kuti izvi ndozviri kuitika kuZimbabwe. Kuna vamunangagwa vari kutaura kuti munhu akasununguka, he is a democrat, asi tiri kuona chese kuti matongero avari kuita nyika nemarovera ari kuita vanhu nemasungiro avari kuita vanhu nekupondwa kuri kuitwa vanhu muzimbabwe akuratidze izvozvo nekudzvanyirira kodzero dzevanhu zvikuru sei dzedu isu vari kuno kudhayasipora vavanorambidza kuvhota tisu tinokwanisa kutotaurira pamusoro pezimbabwe tiri kuno kuti nyika dzese dzizive kuti ndo zviri kuitika muzimbabwe izvi saka zvakakosha kuti mwana wese wezimbabwe auye azotaurira avo vari kuzimbabwe vasingakwanisi kutaura tisu vatauriri vavo tisu vamiririri vavo tisu maambasada evanhu vari kudzvanyirirwa kumusha kuzimbabwe
Yes, hold on there, Mr. Chawanda Tsokora. We are still looking for Mr. Regis Busango of ZANU-PF. We invited him to join the show.
We can call him on his phone if you're able to do that from over there.
Yeah, can try to call him from that side. Let's see what happens. But in the meantime, while you're calling him, we will switch over to something else. So we know that Zimbabweans still remember the bearer's checks. You know, you still remember the bearer's checks of the around 2000 up to 2008. There is an artist in Zimbabwe who has actually found value in those kind of notes. So the bearer's checks are actually giving him some kind of, you know, art. And the name of the artist is Prudence Chimutuwa, who is using Zimbabwe's multi-billion dollar bank notes, a legacy of hyperinflation more than a decade ago, to create portraits that she hopes will help people recover from the trauma of the past. Let's hear this report from David Doyle.
It might sound like a lot of money, but for many Zimbabweans, the country's old multi-million and multi-billion dollar banknotes are a reminder of an economy brought to collapse. A time when they lost everything. Prudence Chimutuwa, however, has found artistic value in Zimbabwe's hyperinflationary legacy. At her studio in the capital Harare, she incorporates the discarded cash into portraits.
A lot of people, when they see these the old banknotes, their reaction most of the time is most people get angry. You know, because a lot of people lost a lot of things, and some other people even lost lots of money, because you could just wake up and boom, the $1 million you had in your account is no longer functional.
Over a decade ago, rampant money printing under the late Robert Mugabe obliterated the currency. Hyperinflation resulted in the release of a 100 trillion Zimbabwean dollar note. Savings were wiped out and millions of people pushed into poverty. Zim dollars were abandoned in 2009 and most ended up in the trash. But Chimutuwa deploys them in her portrayals of the daily lives of women. $50 billion notes become a calabash, $500 million a woman's face mask. The artist hopes her work will help people recover from the trauma of that time.
So for me, I'm trying to bring that element whereby I'm like sort of celebrating for people to see the beauty of these old banknotes. So when someone looks at this artwork, they go like, wow. And then they forget that the pain this thing has caused them.
Chimutuwa's portraits are on display at the National Gallery of Zimbabwe. It's running a month-long exhibition in a bid to raise awareness amongst the public on issues surrounding the so-called new normal, such as masks and social distancing.
There you are marvelous. She's a very crafty person, you know. Yeah, she's using those billion-dollar notes to, you know, artistically come with something great there, right?
Yes, and I like the fact that she's targeting promoting women. Very interesting indeed. Potrifona uyezvechinzwa mumwe mudzimai ari kuita iye basa rekushandisa mari dzekare dzemabearers check dzekumamiriyoni dziya dzakawanikwa vanhu vachirasikirwa nemari dzavo mumabhanga uyezve nekudzimba apo dzakanga shaya value ari kushandisa kuita zvatingati zveart. I think we have Mr. Charumbira. Let me see. I think he's traveling somewhere, so let's take him quickly. Hello, Charumbira.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the next one. I'm going to go to the next one.
It's okay. Mungo taura muchidimbo kuti tinoona kuti imi muchange muri ku New York mangwana. Muri kufambira chi sezano PF. I don't know, Gibbs.
We can hear him. Yeah, okay. Let him log in. Yeah, okay.
He's saying that he's going to try and log in.
Yeah.
So today we are actually having network issues, like what, you know, we've seen happening back home in Zimbabwe. But there was Mr. Regis Charundira of ZANU-PF. He's going to try and give us his view of why they are also planning to demonstrate in New York, just outside the United Nations General Assembly. So it means that MVC Alliance will be on one side and ZANU-PF will be on the other side with their friends, Gibbs.
Yes, I think it's a multi-scrummelo, Regis Charundira. Special check, it's a multi-scrummelo, it's a parents check. I would tell Alana. I'm going to be a little bit imali yachabalala sibili. So ke siyakwazi ukuthi luhlupho olunye olubangalisayo. So siyabona ke umnumzana uRegis Vusango usekhona khonapha ke, kodwa ke loba singamboni kukhamera ukuthi angabe ngaphi. So ke siyothi simzame size ukuthi angabe ikhangele ngaphi. I think ikhamera yakhe ikhangele phansi. Mr. Vusango, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Sorry, I'm not on the camera, but I can hear you now.
Okay, so tell us, you are supposed to be going to New York tomorrow. What are you going to be doing there?
Yes, thank you very much. I think, like I said, since the new republic came into power in Zimbabwe, this administration being led by Comrade Edi Mnangagwa, we as ZANU-PF here in North America, we initiated this culture of receiving our His Excellency to each visit he makes to the United Nations. So after doing so, we heard that the MDC also wanted to come and counter, but we had invited them. If you know the likes of Comrade Dan Moyo, we invited them to our meeting with the President, in which they were received very well and given time to speak to His Excellence. So it's been our culture each and every year. So we are going again. Tomorrow we'll be there in our numbers, with our friends of Zimbabwe and friends of ZANU-PF. We are just going there as our culture yearly. It's a yearly culture of standing in solidarity with the administration of Comrade Edi Mnangagwa and the government of Zimbabwe, which is led by ZANU-PF. So we are also going to meet with the friends of ZANU-PF and the friends of Zimbabwe who are coming from South America, some from Eastern Europe, and some from China, and some from African countries who stand in solidarity with Zimbabwe during the times of economic collapse, and also now during the times of celebrating the achievements that His Excellency Comrade Edi Mnangagwa is bringing to Zimbabwe, and also to congratulate Britain for his visit next week. So I think we are going to be very in a jovial mood tomorrow, as we are going to celebrate all these things that this new administration has brought to Zimbabwe. Thank you.
But there are some that are complaining that the president actually promised that they will vote, even if they're outside the country. And so they're saying those are some of the broken promises. What's your reaction to that?
Yes, we said it's a process. There's a lot of things that need to be considered. It's not just going to be a walk in the park. I think you have heard the Comrade Paraza mentioning that Zimbabwe has got citizens who are actually in almost every country in the world. Even in the smallest islands that you can name of, for example, the island of Fiji. We got Zimbabweans in Fiji where it's very difficult for you to go there. So we are going to manage this process carefully and meticulously, but we need time to do that. So we are not going to rush into this. But we are not going to relent because of any political protest or any way of trying to vindict the government into doing things that are not well planned. We are going to make sure that when the diaspora vote is considered, it is going to be done in a perfect manner so that there won't be any side effects or anything that is going to cause the children of Zimbabwe to be unhappy with the results. We are tired of those that are complaining about or contesting the elections that were done. And we are not going to repeat this thing again. So we are going to take, the government is going to take their time and consider all that need to be considered before we can just throw the diaspora vote out there. Thank you.
Yes, marvelous. Go ahead.
Musati maenda zvenyu vacharumbira asi tinoona imi mamuri kushora kuti MDC Alliance iri kuratidzira mangwana asi tiri kuona imi seZANU PF muchange muchiratidzira sei zviri kufamba zvakadai.
Sister Marvelous, can you speak up a little bit? I'm sorry, I can hear Brother Gibbs more than you. I heard a little bit of what he said. If you want me, if you may come again.
Gibbs, if you can ask him in English and he can respond in Shona.
So I think the question is, the MTC will be protesting at the same time and you guys will be protesting there. So what's your take on what is being done by the MTC that is going to be protesting there?
Okay, so she wants me to put it in Shona or English?
Yeah,
in Shona, just briefly.
All right, yes, Kumira, Nepati, Sanpiev, Nemkuru, Inika, Corporate, Idim, Nangawam, Kunyuk, Tinema Fabira, Tino Karachita every year, Tino Zonopet, Sam Sangano, United Nations headquarters, Patino, so address Anna and Timanika, Zinosapota, Zimbabwe, Zagasiana, Zanazo, Bakuma, Continent, Agasiana, Atisuku Fandra MDC Alliance, and different good children was already recognized at running the Varipo, Asikaratika Sangana along the way, Varimu, Edu. Aiwa, tino taurira lavo tichifamba tichienda mberi. Isisa hatisi musangano weviolence. Hatiiti zvemavanguard eviolence. Saka tiri tichikumbirawo kuti ivo veMDC Alliance. Kana shungu dzavo dziri dzekuda regime change. Ngavamirire maelection a 2023. Government Zimbabwe. Saka tiri tichikumbirawo patinenge.
I think he's getting cut off somehow. Mr. Musango, we can see you now. You're getting cut off, so I think there was an issue there. So let's wait until it comes. Maybe let's go to Mr. Charumbira. Mr. Charumbira, so there you are. Sorry, Mr. Tsokora, can you react to what this gentleman said?
React to, because this gentleman was just rambling. There's nothing really of note that he said. I mean, how do you react to a government that is saying that they can demonstrate, but they don't want to allow other people to demonstrate? And what makes me, what is amazing is ZANU-PF and December 12th movement, they always demonstrate when we have our own demonstration. The United Nations General Assembly stretches for 2 weeks or 3 weeks sometimes. It will be there until the 30th. When we have a demonstration on the last weekend of the United Nations General Assembly, like on the weekend of the 28th, you will find that December 12th movement in ZANU-PF will follow us on that date, and they will come and demonstrate on that day. This time around, we said we want to demonstrate on the first weekend of the United Nations General Assembly, and they follow us on that date again. So it means here what they are doing, their mission is not to demonstrate against anyone or anything. They are demonstrating against the people of Zimbabwe. We are representing the people of Zimbabwe. So every time we have ZANU-PF and Emmerson Mnangagwa hiring mercenaries, hiring Americans, because they don't have enough Zimbabweans here to come and represent their whatever they are saying they are demonstrating there for. So they hire Americans to do that. So I'm surprised that Mr. Regis is, you know, coming here and eloquently saying that we'll be demonstrating, and then he's lambasting the MTC and other Zimbabweans for doing the same thing that they are doing. So this, we just continue to tell Zimbabweans all over the world that it's our right to vote as a Zimbabwean in the diaspora. In fact, next year we are going to expand these demonstrations so that every Zimbabwean who is in every diaspora nation will be demonstrating. And then we'll see if they can hire more December 12th movement to go and protest against those Zimbabweans that will be protesting outside America.
Yeah, lo kuluma yoke. Unumzo na teonda Sokora o MTC Alliance. Ukuluma akono kuge uguti abantu achengisela. Usasa in New York. Batshengisela nje besithi ibandla elibusayo lehlule ukuthi lenze abantu ukuthi bavote kukhetho oluzayo, njalo bafuna ukuthi kwenziwe konke lokhu kungakafiki 2023. Ngaleso sikhathi bekwenza abe-MPC allies labanye, kukhanya ngani-ke i-December 12 movement kanye labantu be-ZANU-PF babetshengisela ngesikhathi esifanayo. So uzokhona lapha-ke into okumangalisayo ukuthi ibandla le-ZANU-PF lijale ukuthi abantu abadlelana labantu bemazweni bangani badoswa ngomkhala. So which means ukuthi khathesi ibandla le-ZANU-PF sebelidosa ngomkhala sibili sokuzima. So ke singazima phela sisiya phambili ukuthi ungathini ngodaba lolo.
Aiwapo tangatirikunzwa vakawanda zvikora uyezve tanzwa kubva kuna varegis acharumbira veZANU-PF vese tirikuona vari kutaura kuti mangwana vachange vari kuratidzira panze pemuzinda weUnited Nations General Assembly, tichiona veZANU-PF vachiti ivo vachange vakabatana negungano kana kuti sangano reDecember 12th movement vanova ivo vagari vemuno muAmerica vanoshamwadzana nebato reZANU-PF. Vataura zvakare vacharumbira kuti vaEmerson Mnangagwa vari kutarisirwa kuenda kunyika yeBritain svondo rinouya, saka vati pavanenge vari kuNew York vachange vaine mhembero yechiitiko ichochi. Tichinzwa zvakare kubva kuna vadzokora vachishorawo kuti aiwazve vacharumbira, havangati ivo zviri kuitwa neMDC zvakaipa, asi ivo seZANU-PF vachiratidzirawo.
Yes, siyalubonga ukuthi udaba lolu-ke luyatshisa okunyamangalisayo. UVusanku bebuyile futhi khonapha, kodwa-ke ungazani ukhathekile namhla-ke, ungani ule nkinga ye-network. So i-network siyaxolisa kakhulu ukuthi bahlala ngesikhathi eside, kodwa simzwini ukuthi besithini. Besithi-ke ibandla lakhe libandla elilokuthula, libandla elenza konke okumele likwenze. So singazi, mbonazani-ke uzokhora olomnye ubaba amelaye, mbonazani ngubaba ongabe ekhuluma isintu. Baba uzokhora
ndaita kuti kura dzevamwe vatosvika pano vadzifambira nyaya dzacho, ndina Dr. Ranga pano naMr. Munjanja pano vangotaurawo 1 or 2 words pa program yatinayo.
Yes, just one word. Just have Mr. Munjanja. Quiet, sir. Quiet.
Yes, thank you. Tiri kusangana pano, tichisangana for MDC Alliance Provincial Council. Tichazosangana zvakare neCitizens Convergence yemangwana tichiratidzira kuti tinoda kuti Zimbabwe iwe nyika inotongwa ine rusununguko nekubatana kwakanaka, kwete kuramba tichidzvanyirirwa zvatiri kuramba tichiona. Saka mangwana tinenge tichiratidzira nevana wezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe. Thank you.
Yeah, you can say that again. Dr. Langa, yes. Go ahead, Dr. Langa.
Maybe let me ask a health question to Dr.
Langa. My viewers. MaZimbabweans ese kwese kwamuri tikutarisira kuti munenge mune mangwana kuti titaurire pasi rese nehurumende yeZimbabwe kuti it's high time tibvumizwe kuvota. We have a right to vote as Zimbabweans wherever we are in the world. So we are looking forward to a lot of us coming together tomorrow, Mr. Mjanja said, citizens converging for change. That change starts tomorrow in the diaspora. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I don't see any social distancing there, right, Dr. Ranga? So on that note... yes, on that note, we end our show today. We think I just...
Taiwan immunity, life gets back to the new normal.
Thank you.
The question on the trip one next to Chief Kudai is because we are vaccinated.
Thank
so
you.
I encourage Zimbabweans, wherever you are, please get vaccinated if you are not vaccinated. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On that note, we thank our guests this evening, Mr. Tawanda Tsokora, and we also wish to thank Mr. Jen Moyo and Mr. Regis Vusango of ZANU-PF. Signing off is Gift Dube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Listen, Sanga Nyahuye saying have a very good evening. I was actually going to ask Dr. Ranga about COVID-19 and how the whole protest will go, but he just answered us that he's vaccinated.
Time up.
And so have the people. So let's meet again next week.
Bye-bye.